League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You call me, all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny, I guess you've heard my songs.
That's right. You've heard my songs on this podcast. You want a piece?
Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a man who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you've got me wrong.
Don't give a fuck.
I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried.
And I haven't cried. And I give a fuck. There's a certain frisson, isn't there, about someone that truly doesn't give a fuck. That's why Boris Johnson is so popular here in the UK. For years, people have pussyfooted around in politics. Oh, have I made a mistake? Oh, sorry, do I have to apologise now? Oh, have I fucked someone I shouldn't have done? Oh, maybe I should resign. Sorry, soz. Not anymore. This new wave of leaders, including Trump, of course, it's like, fuck it. I fuck who I want, when I want. I lie, I cheat, and if I'm found out, I do not give a fuck. And you may think these views are abhorrent, but fuck me, they're popular, aren't they? These people are voted in all the time, great swathes of the population. Love someone like this. They don't give a fuck and we don't give a fuck. Same reason we love an actual criminal, don't we? I got back on stage on Monday and it's so good to be back on stage, but no live performance can be more exciting than real life crime on Netflix. Fuck, we love real life crime, don't we? We love people that don't give a fuck. Oh, he was murdered, was he? Oh, that's terrible. Tell me all about it over a 10-part series. And then do a second 10-part series, even though there's a little additional information. Oh, I'm so turned on. Tiger King got many people through the first lockdown, didn't it? It was basically a lust, murder, wank fest over actual and imagined crime. Yeah, the real crimes in Tiger King weren't good enough for us, were they? We had to invent crimes on top of those ones. Oh, she definitely killed her husband. Oh, yeah, I know there's no evidence of it, but that's what makes it even sexier, because it's all in my filthy fucking head. If I could cast a spell and someone in America would be brutally murdered in a cruel but crucially mysterious way, so there could be a 10-part series about it. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a psychopath. But I tell you who would do that. Netflix. I have it on good authority. Netflix have daily prayer meetings where they pray for a zookeeper in middle America to lose his shit and kill someone in a mysterious way. I'm so fucking puzzled. It's fascinating though, is it? Obviously, real life crime. Love it. We do have a grim fascination with people that truly don't give a fuck. I went to San Francisco and the first thing I did was I went to Alcatraz and I sat in the cell, you may have done the tour, I sat in the cell of the Birdman of Alcatraz. Little plaque on the wall, the Birdman of Alcatraz, Robert Stroud, Robert Bird. He kept birds, it's so romantic, what a beautiful story. First thing I thought was, what am I doing? I've gone to one of the most beautiful cities in the world and I've voluntarily gone to prison. Secondly, why the fuck is the Birdman of Alcatraz more famous than me? Oh, we kept birds. Oh, how romantic. It's not romantic, is it? Birdman of Alcott. Robert Stroud, let's use his real name, Robert Stroud, yeah? We don't call Hitler the German Shepherd Man of Austria. Robert Stroud killed several innocent people. Yes, Nathan, and that's why he's got a Netflix series and you never will. Right, give it to me straight. Who do I have to kill to get a Netflix series? Do I have to kill every single comedian above me in the pecking order? That would certainly be a mystery, wouldn't it? Especially when he realised no one had been killed. Oh, yeah, sorry, Nathan. I hear this all the time. Your Instagram and Twitter numbers are a bit low. Yeah, they're nearly as embarrassingly low as my genocide numbers. You sick fucks. I tell you what, you know, more than ever, I don't give a fuck. After 72 years of stand-up comedy, I was very calm when I came face to face with my burglar. I've got increasingly like this over the last few years. And after the pandemic, I don't give a fuck. Nothing can hurt me. I'm dead inside. I'm like Prince Charles. I'm sure I mentioned this before on this podcast. You can see a clip of Prince Charles being shot at in Australia. He doesn't give a fuck, you know? It was funny, the whole Meghan and Harry thing, wasn't it? Where, you know, they alleged someone in the royal family was racist and everyone was going, oh, was it Prince Charles? What does he think about this? He doesn't give a fuck. Prince Charles is a bad motherfucker that killed Princess Diana and Dodie Fayed. Goodbye, Egypt's Rose. The ice-cold killer of Princess Diana. And who knows, Prince Philip, let's wait for the inquiry. The corgi man of Windsor. Oh, he kept corgis, how romantic. He's a fucking psychopath that killed innocent people. Take down the blue plaque. Let's not romanticise it. Why the fuck were you allowed to keep pets in Alcatraz anyway? Is that where Joe Exotic is now, with his fucking tigers? The tiger man of Alcatraz. He's escaped. Why? Because you let him keep tigers, you twat. They're basically black and orange weapons. You may as well have given him an Uzi. Oh, the Uzi man of Alcatraz. He kept Uzis. It's so romantic. But yeah, after the last year, I'm truly like Charles now. I'm dead inside. You can say that you're sorry, but it's too late now. To save it, get gone, shut up. 'Cause if you think I care about you now, girl, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. My instant thought, as my burglar was at the top of the stairs and walking down the stairs towards me carrying that hammer, was, he's broken my door down. What a cunt. And I'm going to bring this cunt down. First, I'm going to chase him. Then I'm going to do a stand-up show about him. And more powerfully, on episode 139 of my global hit podcast, Daily Notes. How does that episode end again? It ends really abruptly, I remember. Too right. I don't give a fuck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.